From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea launched at least four missiles, three of which are believed to have fallen within Japan's exclusive economic zone. South Korea's Prime Minister and Acting President Hwang Kyo-ahn condemned what he called North Korea's disregard of the international community's consistent warnings and called the latest launches a serious provocation. Japan's Prime Minister said his government is collecting and analyzing data from the launches. Earlier last month, the North Koreans launched what they call the Pukguksong 2, calling it a new kind of strategic weapon. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett doesn't believe the North was reacting just to new South Korean U.S. military exercises, but rather sending a message to China.
You don't need a missile that can fly as long as these missiles flew to hit anywhere in South Korea. And North Korea's been very upset about the Chinese attitude on its coal import cutoff from North Korean coal. So, yeah, this was a launch that was intended to defy the United States and South Korea for doing the ongoing exercises, but it was also clearly pointed at China.
Bruce Bennett said he sees the apparent assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother in Malaysia as another act of defiance against Beijing. A Briton was shot to death, apparently by pastoral herders in the Lakapia area of central Kenya. His body discovered Sunday after South African-born rancher Tristan Versboy, a father of two, went to inspect his property after some lodges were burned. Some officials blamed the land evasions on the region's current drought that forced many herders onto private land in search of grazing areas. Others link it to a stoking of ethnic tensions ahead of Kenya's election. This is VOA News.